it's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, we're back. June, you know, we here. You already know what it is. Yeah, we back. We back. June,
yes, sir.
In the Conversation. Shit is about to get real warm out here. There it is. It's about to be.
It is.
Oh, it's hot down there?
Yeah, it's about to touch 90. It's like 87, something like that.
Oh, we ain't get that yet. I was at a cold-ass barbecue this weekend. Shout out to my man Sparky Griswold. Yeah, it was chilly, but it was lit. But it was chilly.
Yeah, niggas be forgetting, man. I have to say it every year. I know people who listen to the pod, they hear me say this shit every year. But it could be cold in New York till about July, nigga. Like, cool, like a chilly, not frosty like Jack Frost, but damn too chilly for goddamn June, for April and May.
You know, it's so funny. You do say that a lot. And I guess I've never really paid that much attention to it, but I can testify, yeah, this weekend the shit was niggas had jackets on around the grill. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a game. It wasn't a game at all.
Yeah. We had to, like, our block party used to be, like, right around 4th of July, right before 4th of July, something like that. Mm-hmm. And one year, that shit was cold, nigga. And people was like, man, I ain't going out there. It's kind of chilly out that motherfucker.
Right.
So they pushed our block party back to August. So because of that reason, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, it'll sneak out. People forget it every year. But when I went to a barbecue last week, my homeboy house, you know what I'm saying? I wore a crew neck because I looked at the temperature. The high was 75, which is the perfect temperature. 74 is the absolute perfect temperature for me. You know what I'm saying? So, because you could do anything with 74 degrees. You could, light crew neck. You could, you know what I'm saying? You wear a light hoodie. You could do whatever you want. You wear a little jacket, or you could not. You could wear a t-shirt. So, I decided to wear my crew neck. And, you know, by the end of it, because, you know, come 5-6 o'clock, sun start going another way. That 75 turned into motherfucking 68. You know what I'm saying? 60, 66. Then niggas like, God damn, nigga, you're a genius. Nah, nigga. I just know them 70 summers will drop on your ass and you'll be out here needing a blanket.
Yeah. You gotta be careful. You gotta know it. But yeah, It was a good time. It's definitely still a little crisp, as I said. It's starting to warm up, but we ain't getting hot yet. We ain't getting hot yet, you know.
What part of town, what borough was the cookout in?
This shit was up by Bear Mountain.
Oh, shit.
This shit was up. Yeah. My homie bought a crib up by Bear Mountain a while ago. About 2 years ago, maybe right around the time of the pandemic. Or maybe before the pandemic. For the pandemic, bought a spot out there. And it's a nice little spot. It was good, you know, good to see the people. I couldn't stay long. I was in and out, kind of. You know what I mean? Because I had a show that night. So I came up there, you know what I mean? Slapped some hands, made a plate. You know what I'm saying? Had a drink and a shot. You know what I mean? Nothing crazy. Responsible. Mm-hmm. And went on back downtown. You know? Yeah. So that was.
Yeah. Bear Mountain, that's upstate New York.
That's upstate. That's like Cortland Manor.
Man, we don't know what that is.
Cortland Manor is like upper Westchester, like up there, like by Peekskill and shit like that. The cats that know about Westchester, Peekskill, and all of that shit, they know. Cats that used to watch The Facts of Life might have heard of Peekskill as well.
That's where
Langley, I think the name of the spot was. Yeah. That was on Peekskill.
You got it with some throwback trivia.
But shit was cool. It was funny because I thought about you. Actually, I looked for that beer, that Tropicália. the shit you was talking about. I thought my little beer spot that I go to would have it, because they be having all the exotic beers, you know. So I figured that maybe they had it, but they ain't have it. So I got some other beer. But I thought about when I went up there with it, with my joints, I went with beer. I went with a whole little case of beer. Not a case, but a nice little 15 pack, and then some cookies from the spot that I fuck with. And it's so funny how you become an advocate of your shit when you bring your shit in. Because you're like, I ain't just do this for nothing. Like, yo, nah, fuck with them cookies. Them shits is hot. Them shits is fire. Like, I need niggas to take it, you know what I mean? Fuck with it in front of me. Try that beer. That shit is good. That shit is strong. Yeah.
Hey, you was in the right environment then. A nigga buy a house up there, nigga, in the Catskills or wherever the fuck y'all was at. Mm-hmm. We'll drink some beer. You know what I'm saying?
You go
to an urban cookout. You know what I'm saying? City bound cookout. You might, you know what I'm saying? Nigga might be like, nigga, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Nigga, where the fucking drank? Where the tequila, nigga? Where the, you know what I'm saying?
That was on deck too. That was there. But you be surprised. You be surprised at the beer consumption in the world out here. You know what I mean?
I understand, but I'm saying it's like,
I know what you say, but you was at some shiny shit. You was at some shiny.
It ain't shiny as beer.
Nigga, it was a bartender. It was a dedicated bartender. That's shiny. That's shiny, dog. We was dealing with cooler work. Cooler work, and they go to the bottle over there. Go grab the bottle.
In the cooler work. But what I'm saying, in the urban environment, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times when it is beer, niggas go with what they know. Niggas go with
Corona, for sure.
The staples, you know what I mean? Then you come in here with your IPA, niggas start cracking jokes and
It's a little, it gets a little different. I feel like the IPA has kind of established itself out there. I will say one thing that I have not warmed up to, I think we had this conversation before, I still don't understand why they do it, is the sour beer. You know, I don't understand that. And the thing that I got, I actually spun away from it because it was like a variety pack. It was a Victory. You know, I like Golden Monkey from Victory. That's a good ass lager with a strong ABV, and it gets you nice. So I like a good Golden Monkey, but they didn't have the full Golden Monkey case, so they hit you with a whole little Victory. You know, like spin with all of the other shit. And one, they had like, there was one box was like all the monkeys, but like two of them was some sour. And then one was in, I was like, I can't be fucking with all of that. That's going to look bad on me. So I got this other one that had like a mix with the lager, the IPA. They did sneak a sour in because I guess they just try to get them shits off. And then something else. But so that's why I was definitely an advocate. Like, nah, get the golden monk. I could speak to that. That should do it to you. And I think that's the thing. If the beer, at least the cast that I know, if the beer is saying something ABV, like if you feel it, there's a respect for it afterwards. Like, you know, motherfucking stuff. You know when people feeling it, not even when it comes down to the strength or anything, but you know, like, it's always been a black thing. Like when somebody tasted something, drinking something, eating something, and you can tell that they fuck with it, they start looking at the label and shit, and like, you know what I mean? Like, what's this?
They
didn't look at the label before, but now they really take it in. I'm going to have to make a mental note.
Where you get this at? Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Ah, shit. Yeah, this all right. What's up?
Oh, they say this shit is made in such and such. Okay, yeah.
Right.
They known for their beer. Niggas start having conversation for you.
Right. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. So that was that. That was a cool time. What else did I do? I didn't do a whole lot this weekend. I had some shows. I did that. Damn, y'all. That might be it. I've been running around working a little bit, but that might be it. I ain't really do a whole lot. You really realize when you're doing this podcast shit, if you did something, You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, well, damn, nigga ain't got too much fodder to really engage in. But
you do, you know what I'm saying? I can't pull it out. When y'all first invited me to do this shit, and then y'all used to always at the end be like, where you going to be? Like, nigga, that was anxiety.
Right.
That shit used to drive up, man. Like, nigga, what am I? I don't know what the fuck I'm going to be doing. Shit.
I'll be somewhere in Bed-Stuy.
I'll be in Brooklyn, nigga.
Figuring it out. Yeah. But what happened? I think you just broke up for a second. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, no, it was all good. I was finished. Okay. I probably was just, you know, doing some black man sound effects, you know.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know, after you run out of words, you're like, shit.
What's good with you, man? How was your weekend? How you been?
Yeah. Oh, man, everything cool, man. I had to, I didn't have to. Like, I went to a funeral today, you know what I'm saying? They laid one of my homeboys to rest. Shout out to my man, D.D. Walker, you know what I'm saying? Played football for Morris Brown, ATL native, out straight from Decatur side, Gresham Park, you know, Hall of Famer, you know what I mean? But all around good guy, you know what I'm saying? He's it's one of them situations where, you know, how my wife got friends, and then those friends got boyfriends and husbands and shit like that, and then it's you automatically kind of thrown together, just, you know what I'm saying, just cause, you know what I'm saying. So a lot of it was that, and then so I, you know, at first, you know, it was like him and his crew, him and his people. I didn't know him that well. But over, like, maybe the last 5-6 years, I think maybe about 5-6 years ago, he invited me to go to a Falcons game. Because, you know, they do all that Falcons game every week. Right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their team. It's football.
Right.
It's that, you know what I'm saying, down south football lifestyle. You know, they did baseball, too, and all that. But he invited me to a Falcons game, the tailgate outside the Falcons stadium and shit, which I had never done. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a big sports person like that. Not a live, I'm going to go to the games type shit. But, you know what I'm saying? It was my little introduction to it. He's the type of dude that knows how to make the connective tissue between a stranger and the crew. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Make sure the crew know, nah, this Ali, man. This nigga cool. You know what I'm saying? That type shit.
Now to bridge the gap. Yeah. Right.
But the main thing about him, though, is he, you know, he's definitely he's artisanal on the grill. You know what I'm saying? When you at his crib, he gonna lay it out with all of the fine cuts of meat. You know what I'm saying? Two screens out on the deck to watch all the games at once. That type shit. You know what I'm saying?
And good host.
Yeah, great host. Because I used to tell my wife, you know what I mean, when I first started to get cool with him, it's like, you know, he not only welcomes you, you know what I'm saying? He pretty much takes the time to figure out how you fit within the group. And so that you're not isolated from what they talk about. Like he could pick up that I wasn't all the way in on the sports and all that shit. But he'll figure out how to bring my shit into their shit. So it all makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Nobody asked him to do that shit. It's just some shit he do. You know what I'm saying? And then, therefore, like, when you were at the funeral today, you know, it's probably like the most joyous funeral I ever been to. You know what I'm saying? The shit was packed. Hundreds of people. You know what I'm saying? Big ass church full. Like, sold out. And then everybody
sold out.
Not sold out, but it's just like a sold out show. You know what I'm saying?
Got you. Well, like, attended. Yeah.
Well attended. Motherfuckers came out. You know what I'm saying? He was a fireman. So, you know, that's already, you already probably get bonus points at the pearly gates for being a first responder. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no choice but to go help a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
You on the scene.
He was a fireman. So there's a bunch of firemen in there, but then there's a bunch of family, bunch of friends. Everybody not only had something to say that was good, but, you know what I'm saying, that was funny. Because, nigga, you know what I'm saying, nigga had a lot of personality, a lot of charm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was a happy type of funeral, but it was sad because it was happy. You see what I'm saying? You know, if that makes any sense. It was like, it makes it that much more emotional because it's like, damn, this nigga did a lot of good. People mm-hmm. fuck with him. He made people laugh. Nigga fed people. Nigga housed right. people. Nigga, right. You know what I'm saying? He did a whole lot of shit for a whole lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
The gravity of the loss.
Yeah, like one of the niggas went up there was like, yeah, no matter what town, we know what part of town you went to, he gonna know people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
the type of person he was. And so, you know, in seeing that type of ending, you know what I'm saying, to someone's life that was kind of cut short because of the cancer, it's like, it makes you reflect on, you know what I'm saying, how you living. And, you know what I'm saying, not how people gonna show up for your funeral, but more how you gonna do the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I'm not him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to make it work for everybody and entertain and motherfucking, I ain't the best on the grill and all that shit. But with who I am, how do I live the best way all the way throughout this shit now? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's the type of shit make you think about, because like, damn, this nigga did all the shit, you know, and he went on to glory. But damn, now what, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like, damn, what everybody gonna do?
Right, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Like, you know, my wife, like, we going to the, not the repass, but the repass, you know what I'm saying? So after they went to the repass, now everybody gonna meet up at one of their favorite spots that they used to be at, the spot called Fletcher's.
And, okay.
So everybody gonna go up there. And then, so I'm gonna head up there. And then, you know, my wife was like, yeah, you can hang out with Mike and all. I'm like, them niggas don't know me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's different when you don't have that connector in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas had their own, they gang was already formed. They ain't need no more new friends. He just forced me in because, you know, I was with him. So, you know, I ain't trying to make nothing else out of what it was. I just appreciating what it was, why it was. You know what I mean?
Right. I hear that. And you never know. It might be all good. You know, like, you know, this saying, they set the table, you know, in the way that he introduced you to the crew. Now, obviously, he's not there to be the liaison as he once was, but it seems like he stamped you, though. You know, like you said, he knew how to kind of make things relatable, or at least create the common bond between everybody present in the circle, you know? Right, so, right. You know, yeah, man, that's dope, man. Yeah. You'd be probably surprised at what the result of that be. And you would probably be surprised, obviously. Look, nobody knows how they're going to be remembered, but... Right. You probably be surprised how people remember you. You know what I'm saying? And what you do. And I mean, obviously, you know, it's not like a legacy off, but just things that you're doing in your life that I'm sure that people will be like, man, this damn dog, motherfucking Ali. One thing about Ali. You know what I mean? So shit, man.
Go ahead. That's not, you know what I'm saying, it's not really that part of it, because, you know, you're gone, you know what I'm saying? You try to do the best you can while you can, you know?
Right.
And that's all I took. My takeaway was, I'm going to do the best I can while I'm here, you know what I mean? For the people that's around me and however I get down, you know what I mean? Other than that, it ain't much else to it, man, you know?
I can dig it. What's my man's name? D.D. Walker?
Yeah.
Salute to D.D. Walker, man. Yeah, condolences. That's big.
I would say his real first name, but I don't think I know it. Everybody just calling him D.D. Well, at least, you know what I'm saying? And again, you know, when you're hearing from people who go all the way back, 40 years, second grade, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was relatively brand new on the scene, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, you know, I'm just getting in where I fit in. And well, one of the things, since we talked about the beer, one of the things that, you know, again, I don't drink that much hard liquor. So them, you know, they be on the whiskeys and, you know, all that type of shit. And I be on the beer. So a lot of times when I come through, he'll put these beers in the cooler called Lucky Buddha, which they were, you know what I'm saying? It's a good beer, but it's like a catchy ass bottle. It's like a bottle shaped like a Buddha.
That's lit. Yeah.
The shits is good, but it's like that's the type of beer you take to a function, put in the cooler. Right. And the bottle's so interesting, people gonna fuck with it.
You know what I'm saying? I see it.
You see what I'm talking about?
Not only did he look out, but he did some cool shit too. Some fly shit. It's a fly little beer off to the side. It wasn't just a Heine. You know what I'm saying?
If I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna make sure, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna give you one of these interesting beers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just type of motherfucker know how to keep people into the flow, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Me, nigga like me, I'm forcing what I drink on the people.
Hilarious.
Here you go. take this Tropicalia, baby. Uh-huh. Niggas looking at it, I don't know what this is. Cause Tropicalia, the can look like it could be a soda. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you put it in the cooler, niggas be looking like, I don't know what that is. Let me get that Heineken again.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
I got to do better with my hospitality, man. With my, you know what I'm saying? With my gathering etiquette.
Well, it sounds like it's starting to move. I mean, you got the egg. You're doing a few different things out here. You know what I mean? Got lamb chops on deck and shit like that. Classe Azul and shit, man. You know.
Yeah. That was one for the people. That was for the people.
I don't even drink tequila like that.
But
I hear that.
But I know tequila has taken over.
Oh, yeah. Tequila is definitely having a run. It's definitely a vibe. It's a moment right now. It's definitely a moment. It's funny how shit has its moments. You know, I remember when vodka was a wave. Remember vodka was a wave?
Great Goose.
What was the other shit? There was a bunch of them shits. Remember Armadale?
That was the first rapper liquor. Shout out to Dame Dash.
Yeah, Armadale was a thing to have. There's just a lot of little vodka going on. Belvedere, Grey Goose. Oh, man. Yeah, and then obviously the old school Absolute. Whatever. All of that shit, man. The vodka thing. Go ahead.
In the middle of the vodka run. In the mixed drink, the Alizé hypnotic run.
Yeah.
The Lil Jon now started to get that Patron shit popping.
Okay, like with the crunk juice, mixing it with the crunk juice.
What you talking about? Remember, it was like the Patron in the thing.
In the cup.
Patron in your cup. That was when them shots started. Yeah. That's when they started talking all that shit. That's when the vodka started to break. Tequila started to break through.
Yeah, that was that they kicked the door, but with that little bottle, because the bottle was back to your whole Lucky Buddha thing. The bottle was interesting. It looked like something. It's like, what the fuck is this? A little squat looking bottle with a little ball like on it. You know what I mean? Yeah, it made it look interesting. And then Patron sounded like something. Like, I mean, what was the shit that was before? Quavo's always been around, but I think Quavo was just so established in the game and maybe even linked to a lot of bad choices and bad nights. Yeah. Patron felt a little bit elevated. Patron, you know, was a whole little thing, and then that started to become a movement. Whiskey had a run and a still nice run, still having a nice run. Yeah, I mean, solid. I think solid too. And I think I always believe I call it, you know, brown liquor weather. You know what I mean? Just like this brown liquor music, like whiskey's like a colder month situation. I'll do a whiskey at any point in the year, but like it feels right when it's a little chilly outside. One wave that has not really gotten a whole big thing. I mean, it's like one of those, if you do it, you do it. But gin is never really, besides the Snoop era, gin is not really taking off. That shit is a bitter piece. But I will say gin and grapefruit is fire. It's a good one. I always tell you about that.
Gin is solid too. Gin is there. People drink the gin. It ain't went nowhere. It's solid. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be there for the people. You know what I'm saying? They even got some of the little fancy drinks, the French 75 and shit like that. But gin don't need a motherfucking run, okay? Because it'll be way more violent in the world with motherfucking a gin run.
Niggas think that gin drunk is aggressive? Think that gin drunk is aggressive?
It's aggressive, nigga. It's aggressive, man. I used to be a gin drinker.
Okay.
That's an aggressive drunk.
What kind of gin was you rocking with? Were you Tanqueray, Seagram's?
You would love to have Tanqueray, but, you know, at that era, nigga was on that naughty head because that's what you could afford.
Okay. Now, is the naughty head the Seagram's because it's got all the little bumps on it? Okay.
The bumps on the
Got it.
Bottle.
Gotcha.
That naughty head, boy. Gin to make you sin, boy. Nigga, you fighting or fucking. Either one. Aggressively.
Yeah. I think gin was like the first hard liquor I ever tried. And it was like, it was somebody's pops, like their little stash. And we, you know, young, you don't really know how much is in, especially this shit looked like water. Right. So we poured these big ass shots. I just remember that shit was the most disgusting taste of all. Like that shit was like, yo, what the fuck was it? Because we threw the shit back like water. Here, cheers, heavy shot. And I mean, I remember being fucked up for a bit, fucked up. So much so, I was like, I don't think I touched gin for at least another 10 years. I don't think I even fucked with it. I called that shit off. I was like, nah, I can't deal with that. That's crazy.
After my college gin run, boy, that shit was to about 2020 before I fucked with some gin.
Yeah.
And that was in a nice little cocktail. That was, you know, I remember it was like 2017. We was on the Bombay Sapphire tour.
Okay.
And this is probably like the third one we've done. And on this one of the dates ended up on my birthday. So I was like, I'll fuck with it. It's my birthday, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Should be more quality than the naughty head. So, you know, they was making some nice little mixed cocktails out of the shit. And it was smooth, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no problem, you know what I'm saying? It was smooth. And so I will fuck with it in a mixed drink at a professional, you know what I'm saying, setup, you know, some type of sommelier type of person, you know what I'm saying, that's explaining the goddamn notes and fragrances and the shit. So we use a little bergamot to give it that violet flavor, you know what I'm saying, that type shit. That's the only way I'm fucking with some gin.
Yeah, you know you're in good hands.
Right.
You know you're in good hands. You need to be like when they say drink responsibly, they really mean drink. They mean be around people that know what the fuck they doing. Don't just be a reckless drinker, because all of this shit could be good if you just know how to do it. You know, it is. There's an art to this shit.
They made that disclaimer specifically for gin.
Hell yeah. You are wildin'. This is in response. It's like Luke putting the explicit sticker on his records. It's exactly. It's too many niggas throwing lefts and rights. Let me ask you a question. Who was on that Bombay Sapphire tour?
Oh, it wasn't. It was artists, like visual artists.
Okay.
Hebrew Brantley won it. Right. Like they went to different cities, and then, they picked winners in every city based on the artwork and all that. And then the winner of all the cities go to Art Basel. That first year.
You remember anybody? Go ahead. Besides Hebrew.
Hebrew Brantley. What's the lady name? She is a collage artist. Her name, I think it's Redora or something like that.
Not Micheline Thomas.
No. Micheline was already
OG already.
Yeah, she was already rich and famous by then. I think her name is can't think of her name, man. But
okay, well we get.
But I shot her, and George Lucas's wife was George Lucas and his wife was buying her art the day that I shot her. So like she was winning.
That's fire.
Yeah. Damn, man, I can't think of the lady name. We start with R though. Who else was on that shit? It was a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? Just Hebrew stands out because I knew his work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you know, and he went on to blow up before I could purchase his work. So right. I was kind of sick about that.
Yeah, damn, you was right there too. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, man. Oh well, it is what it is.
It is what it is. That's what niggas always say. I had to come around again. No, I won't.
You know, I was right there. I was right there when it was happening. Oh shit, man. Damn, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, man. What else is going on? Yo, are you a you know, Summer Jam just happened, Roots Picnic just happened. Are you a festival person? Are you a festival guy?
I mean, if I was still young, I would be. I like big ass events. You know what I'm saying? I like festivals. You know what I'm saying? I don't attend them often unless I'm working, but I like a good festival. I like especially if it's, you know what I'm saying, a lot of black people. I like being around a whole big ass crowd of black people.
I dig that. I like that. I like the, and I mean, I guess if you put the context of if I was young, well, if I was young, it's probably be a whole bunch of shit that I would like. But as you get older, certain shit just starts getting pruned off the tree. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate festivals, but I don't always dig them as much unless... If I'm gonna do it, I hate to say it, but it would have to be a VIP situation, because that's very important. At this point, it's very important because it's like, you know, when the stages, it's all over the place. There's a whole lot of like, oh, now you gotta shuttle back over to this stage. You gotta get there in time to hopefully find a spot and all of this shit. Like, I like shit to be contained. I love a, you know, festival. The beauty of a festival is you get so much bang for your buck. You see so many different people. Mm-hmm. And it seems dope on paper until you are in that mix rushing and running. Like, I remember I've been there maybe, I think I did Essence Festival maybe once, maybe twice. Mm-hmm. Talk about Black People Festivals. Now, Essence, from what I remember, that shit is pretty much all in the Superdome. Mm-hmm. Or was in the Superdome, and they got the little super lounges, and they got the big joint. That's cool, cause that's contained. That ain't too bad. And as you moving around, you in the mix. Right. You know, it's not it's not dumb hot outside. It's not you know what I mean. Like, but some of these little spots where it's like it's in the lawn, and you got to run over there, and this, that, and the other thing. It's not for me.
That ain't the type of festival we talking about. You know what type of festival that is. Because
go ahead, what you gonna say?
First of all, I ain't running no motherfucker with. Second of all, I ain't never been the type of motherfucker had to be on the front row looking at this shit. I can watch that bitch from way in the back. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? To the side, nice angle, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But all that running from stage to stage, nah.
That ain't your vibe. Nah, that ain't you, dog.
Nah.
I get there when I get there.
That you just turn around, but not all that, you know what I'm saying, shuttling across, running. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my hustling God, over there. What is going on stage one?
Right.
Oh, shit. Klee Glock is the same time. I'm run over here.
Right. Now you got to make a decision. You don't know. You know, you to pay for all this shit, but you ain't realize they're competing against each other. It looked good on paper is what I'm saying. Right. Yeah. Right. You said Klee Glock versus Glorilla? Is that what you said there? Glorilla over here. Klee Glock over there. Nigga be like, well, fuck, I catch both of them in Memphis. It's some bullshit. I ain't come all the way to Philly. I mean, rushing back and forth to catch niggas from my neighborhood.
Right.
Oh, hell no.
Where the screen? Let me go to the lounge where the screen's at. Shit.
Right. Where the AC at? Right. Where's the water? It's the free water.
That's what you be looking for at a festival. And, you know, again, since this festival era of how festivals are now, I've been grown. You know what I'm saying? Only time I've been out there is I'm working. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you coming from the VIP section to the lounge or whatever. You might stumble across a nice little lounge with some AC and indoors and shit like we did at Rolling Loud last year. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I could do this. And Key Glock was on when that was happening. So maybe that was a subconscious throwback call.
Got it.
Key Glock at Rolling Loud last year.
This is Rolling Loud in New York or Rolling Loud in Miami? Okay. Miami,
yeah.
Yeah. I've never been to any of the Rolling Louds.
Yeah.
I've never been on, I don't think, have I been on Roots Festival? I don't think I've been on Roots Festival or Made in America.
You know what? I had tickets for the Roots Festival 1 year, the year that they was doing it in New York. They had it at Bryant Park. I bought 2 tickets, and then I got a weekend out the blue, and I couldn't make the festival. I could not give those fucking tickets away. It was the craziest shit. I was sick. First, I tried to sell it. Yeah, I reached out to everybody. Yo, I got a ticket. These was good ass tickets. I spent some bread on these shit. Yo, don't even worry about it. You can have it for free. Niggas was like, I'm out of town. Oh, it's too late. I'm not gonna be there. Da 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 da. That's the worst. I couldn't even give them shit away. So they just sat and died. I was like, damn. Damn. Yeah. I think that was the one. Yeah, I think Chappelle was at that one or something like that. It looked like it was going to be a nice little situation. I was curious to see how they did it in Bryant Park because that's not that big. Right. You know, so it wasn't going to be bananas.
Small fest, you know what I'm saying? You probably get it going.
Yeah, I've done summer stage a bunch of times. But again, that's like one stage type of thing. That ain't dedicated.
And even when it's multiple, most times niggas choose that one that they want to go to. Oh, that's where the one Erykah Badu gonna be at. Okay, that's where we gonna be all day.
Yeah.
The rest of that shit don't even matter.
Right.
So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Festivals, I fuck with a festival.
Yeah, I would go, but I don't, you know. I've been in a long time. But again, like I said, I'd like to go a certain type of way.
Yeah.
I'd like to do it a different. I don't want to just be out there just.
Yeah. It's funny because when I was younger, again, even when I was young, I liked the biggest of it. I liked the shits where all the people going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like big shits, like, you know, whole bunch of niggas. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was from the Goon Bay to goddamn Martin Luther King Parade to you know what I'm saying? The concerts at the baseball stadium. Just, you know what I mean? Just wide open field, speakers and a bunch of niggas. It always kind of fed me. You know what I'm saying? It kind of set up the way I look at the world. You know what I mean? So I always looked at it like, damn. And even when I was young, I remember being at Daytona during Black Beach Week and was like, damn, it's multiple ways you could do this shit. Like right now we in college, we just running up and down the thing. I wasn't thinking that far ahead. I mean, I wasn't thinking that smartly because I'm a young nigga. I'm probably 19. You're like, shit, even when nigga get old, nigga, you could just get you a penthouse, nigga, and be just looking down on top of this shit just to be in the mix. Because you think you just want to be in the mix when you get older.
You want forever and ever for the whole rest of your life. Yeah, young mix at that. You're a different mix. Yeah.
You ain't thinking that far ahead, but that's what I was thinking. Like, shit, there's levels. You could do it like this, then you could do it like this. When you get some bread, you could do it like that. And I just felt like I was going to always be in the mix. So, you know, love the game.
Yeah, no, I loved it as a kid, being out in the world. It wasn't that type of festival. It was more like a outside event, big-ass outside event, but it was like, whether it was something like Spring Break down at Miami Beach or even like Africa Street Festival or you know what I'm saying, Summer Jam or whatever the fuck, it was still somewhat contained. It wasn't a whole lot of, if you was It wasn't nowhere to be at a certain time.
Right, right.
Where
right.
your ass needed to be over here, and then now your ass got to get back over there. Right. I don't like that. That's the right. part I just. That's the that I don't respond to. Yeah, but I feel that's like
the
work.
Other, that's the other stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I was so crazy about the shit that in my mind. I was like, man, I grew up, man. I'm going to just... Because it was like, it seemed like every time something be good, they'll shut it down or police is motherfucking run you off or it won't come right. back no more. I was like, man, when I get old, man, I'm going to just buy me a motherfucking big plot of land and turn it to a park where niggas should just hang out. That's how
I was thinking. Look at you. It's the cat that's choked by he wasn't good with hospitality. You was about to hit you. You was about to do the promised land on some Rick Ross shit.
Right. Like, niggas shit. Just hang out and just, you know what I'm saying, and play their music loud. You're like, nigga, why would I do that? I see why nobody don't do that. I see why they run your ass off.
Hell no, that niggas, shit crazy. Is crazy.
But that in my mind, I'm like, niggas need something to do.
They need me to save them, to make this. They need me. I see what's going. I see what's missing here. Yep. We need some acres for
first
us.
First time a nigga shoot your shit up, you like, oh, yeah.
There's some shit. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, what were you about to say?
Nah, niggas making all them black man transitional sounds.
Ah, shit. related somewhat to festival. This, I guess this is festive. I was just thinking about this. Something I never really, I've seen it. I paid attention. It's been on my purview. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes on the full peripheral, sometimes in plain view. But I didn't really realize how much of a culture it was until I started traveling a little bit. But like black people line dancing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, electric slide, the wobble. Those are probably the ones that I knew. I mean, I talked about a few weeks back when I first heard that Jerusalem record and they was doing a little line dance. But I was on Twitter and I seen a friend of mine talking about how they'll fuck around and turn their ankle trying to do this Tamia line dance. So I'm like, Tamia? Wait. I'm looking to see. Wait, Tamia got it. First of all, I don't even see Tamia as a dancer like that. She's a dope talent, great voice, you know what I mean? All of that. But I can't see her having no choreography to go with it. But there's a record. I don't know the name of the record. I'd have to go back and look. But there's a record that she got out that there is a complicated ass line dance that people are doing. It's a lot of stopping and starting and spinning and turning and this is just me. This is from the videos I see. Don't take my head off. Don't even look that fly. Don't look that artful. They gonna come for me over that. Somebody. But it looked more complicated than anything. You know, like when you see back in the days when you watch the Chicago Cats stepping, you know, the little couples doing the stepping shit. It looked advanced, but it looked smooth. It looked like, okay, there's choreography going on here. There's like a little point. Like this shit just looked like, this looked like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, y'all, where is this going? But I've never, you know, I guess because it's summertime, you know, a lot of that type of shit kind of, you know, is done a little bit. But where you at when it comes to line dancing?
I ain't know well when it comes to the line dancing. Yeah, you talking about? I was just, as you was talking, I had pulled it up. I'm watching it. I see what you're talking about. Well, right? The first thing come to mind when it comes to line dancing is I was in Detroit. No, actually, this was before I got to Detroit. I was in Philly, but the lady I was shooting was from Detroit, and they had an event. She was getting engaged. They had the big party where the families came together. Guess the guy was from Philly. She was from Detroit. So the first part was in Philly. So we were there in Philly. And then the mom was going to go to New York to go do some shopping. And she was on the same train with me. So we went to the train station. And while we was waiting on the train, she was basically saying she had to go get some stuff for her. She had like a dance, like some type of dance competition thing. And I was like, what you do, line dancing? Because at the time, the Wu-Tang song, there was a group out of Detroit doing this Wu-Tang line dance. And I'm like, damn, they done made a line dance out of the Wu-Tang? Shit.
Yes.
So, so she was like, nah, I don't line dance. I do, what's this? I step, you know what I'm saying? I do ball dancing. And then she was like, you know what I'm saying? I don't do no line dancing. You know the difference between the line dance and the ball dance? I'm like, nah. She was like, line dance, you don't need no partner. She's basically like, take from that what you may. Basically saying, you don't have to look like nothing to do line dance.
Right. You just be out there in the loose. Right. Just she moving
like,
around.
She was like, for this shit, you need a partner. Somebody need to choose up, and you know what I'm saying? Be out there with you. You know what I'm saying? She need to be looking like something, basically, is what she was breaking down to me.
You need to be held accountable by somebody else. Yeah. Right.
Like, it's just like, I'm a fine, sophisticated woman. I ain't got to be out there by myself. This is what she was saying.
No, I get it. I hear that. Yeah, man. So, I'm looking at some of these. It's to me. It shit look like you lost in the mall. Like, wait, where we in the parking lot? Where we park at? Where, oh wait, no. Over this way. No, this way. It's a whole lot of indecision in the movements.
Mm-hmm.
Like real. Yes.
Yeah, I do hear this song. Like the song is called Can't Get Enough, and I wouldn't know that by the name, but when I played it,
Fab?
I don't know if it's, I don't see here. No Fab, but it didn't name check Fab on the line dance video.
But
it's a song you hear, like when you step into like a, you know what I'm saying, little brunch, little happy hour situation.
Right.
It's a song that play in the, you know what I'm saying, non-prime time hours of the affair.
Yeah. Early, first crate type of vibe. Mm-hmm. Like when they used to have crates. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, it looked like a little cookout festivity, you know, but... That's that.
Did you try it, Nick?
No. I don't try none of them shits. I just be looking at it. It's sad, dog. And it's not even so. Well, you know what? There was one thing I did. It's not no get light shit. I don't even know what it is. It's like some of the shit that these young motherfuckers be doing where it's kind of like some get light shit, but it's like a lot of like footwork, but it's like, cool, some motherfuckers know how to do it. It looked like there's no real plan to it. It's very improv, but it's like fly. And I just did that the other day just to have fun, to feel young. I don't know, man. It's a lot of these young cats that be doing this shit. I'd have to show you a clip or something. Okay, but you know, you've seen it before. And it's like, and it varies by region. You know, there's the cast that it's almost like a evolution of like I said, like niggas getting light, or you know, like when you on the train and you see cats dancing, and then they using their hat, they take their hat off, and then they bounce the hat on their fucking wrist, and then they throw it on their elbow, then on their shoulder, but it's a whole lot of movement going on. It might get fast for a second, then slow down for a second. It's just a whole lot of shit going on. And various places do it differently. Like Baltimore, there's a whole name for it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it reminds me, and I'm so, like, obviously there might be a real name for it, but I'm so kind of out the loop of it all that I just call it the young nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? So you do it sometimes. Like, it's like cardio. You do it sometimes just to tap in with some young energy. Like, I'm trying to do it now. I'm
all in my beat your feet shit, is
it? It's a little bit of footwork, beat your feet. You know, some people call it, depends on where you go. And some people do it differently. Sometimes the tempo, like I know in Chicago,
it's like juking, but that shit is way faster. You know what I'm saying? Like in New York, it's like some old, you know,
getting sturdy.
It don't. It's like getting exactly get sturdy. You know how to get sturdy. You know how you get sturdy, and then they do the whole little drop down, all that little old Pop Smoke type shit. Yeah, yeah. You can't get sturdy. You get sturdy. That's old Kai Cenat. You know what I'm saying? D1 Pop. You know them type of cats. You know them young niggas that be getting it in though, but they be looking cool with it. Like you know, do the whole shit.
Kai do no dancing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He one of them. He be one of them. I mean, I don't know if he one of the illest. But I'll send you some. If I see what I'll send you some clips of some of these cats that are ill with it. You know what I'm saying? It just be a little mood. You know what I'm saying? They just jump off and get that shit off. So I was in the crib the other day, might have been yesterday or the day before, in the mirror trying to do some of that weird shit. Just to bug out, just to mirror. Be have fun. Just to have fun. Yeah, you can't, you know, but the thing is like, this is the thing about dancing, right? That's the thing about dancing. You know that meme. No, not that meme, but that little adage. You know, dance like no one's looking. I forget the rest of it. Laugh like something, something. You know the whole shit, but it's always dance like no one's looking.
Right.
When I was young, I was a dancing type of motherfucker. Not like, not the nigga that was in the quite the middle of the circle, but I wasn't intimidated by the middle of the circle. I wasn't going to dwell in the middle, but if it came my way, I think back in the day, you just had to have a little something. You know what I mean? Nigga say your name, girl. You know what I mean? Like, oh shit, nigga, you in the middle of something, you better get it rocking. And then if you know that's all the steps you got, learn how to get the fuck out the circle smooth, right? Right. So I'd have a little bit of that. And I thought I had rhythm. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I had rhythm. You know, because I felt like I had rhythm. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never really get accused of being offbeat, you know. But then I remember when I went to college, niggas was dancing. The niggas tried to come for me. Like, yo, what's up? Wait a minute. You know what I mean? Because I got around some dancing motherfuckers. Like, some motherfuckers could dance. Right. Shout out to my man Ahmad, my old roommate, freshman year. He was a dancing motherfucker. Like, he was getting crazy. He's from Atlanta. He knew how to do all of the little, you know, yeeting and all of that other shit, all of the dances. And nigga was nice. He's one of them niggas that thrive for the circle. You know what I'm saying? They battle him. Him and my man Walt had like a legendary battle. That's how good they were as dancers. It was like fucking Bruce Lee and Jet Li fighting. You know what I mean? Like, oh, look at these niggas. So then I found myself getting more self-conscious about it because I thought I could dance, but niggas would be like, oh, here go Dame. Look at this nigga. You know what I'm saying? So look at this nigga. I have my little shit. I had some silly little shit. And then I guess, if you you get self-conscious about it, then you just the nigga that just sip his drink and do like a little modest two-step. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like, I don't know. There's times when every so often I be feeling like I could do a little something. Yeah, I could feel, you know, I guess it's like, you know what I mean? I be feeling like I could do a little something, but I ain't, it's like a suppressed thing. It's like one of them cats that might be like a MC or a poet on the low. Mm-hmm. And he just be writing raps, or he got raps every so often. He got a couple push come to shove bars to the tuck, but he ain't really getting in the booth.
Right.
But yeah. But the line shit never appealed to me. Right, it's too much. It's too much like it's too much like a group project.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm cool on that. I don't need everybody to, I don't want to get involved with all of that. Maybe at a wedding, I'll do it for a couple minutes because it's the thing to do. But at my leisure, I'm not into it.
Right. Wow. They ain't going to force it.
Nah. Do you when the last time you danced?
Like dance, like, I mean, I danced with my wife, you know what I'm saying, two-stepping. I ain't learned to dance and bust a, you know, a full jig and shit since 4th of July in Cleveland. I was about 10 years old.
What dance was that? What you learned?
Nigga, I have no idea what I was doing, but I caught the whatever the spirit was, I caught it.
Uh-huh.
It was 4th of July. Motherfucking Shake Your Pants came on. We was having a little cookout in behind my aunt's house. Damn, I went out there, did the whole shit. I did a James Brown split on their ass. At one point, mm-hmm. I was feeling it so hard.
That's funny.
It was one of them things.
Was the shit.
Hey, yeah. It was one of them things where I didn't feel no kind of shame. I just went out there and did what I did. But I know I probably look crazy because ain't nobody say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody encouraged you?
I mean, no. That's the part. They didn't discourage me. You know what I'm saying? You know, you heard a few like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. All right. You know, that type shit. But when you really know how to dance, the motherfuckers be like, oh, shit, nah.
Right,
go ahead.
Right, yeah.
I ain't getting none of that. But they ain't stopped me or discouraged me. It was just. Mm-hmm.
Let the baby do what he doing. Let him. That's all right. Yeah, that's all right.
I got up from a split. I felt great. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But. Yeah. But in you know in the side of your mind you know what I'm saying you weigh it against other times you've seen people dance and I didn't get that so you know what I'm saying that probably was the last time I just freestyled my dances other than that was the two step but the good thing about the era that I grew up in was that the party was set up for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And dancing was integral to the party. So they played the music for the people that could dance. You know what I'm saying? Then they'll put on some reggae. But you don't really have to know how to dance. You got people that know how to do the reggae dances, but
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, reggae dancing. And the thing about Miami, especially at Luke Club, the way mm-hmm. they used to do that shit. They'll go to the hot records, you know what I'm saying? Everybody mm-hmm. with their rayon on, doing their dances, da 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 da. Then they'll get mm-hmm. to the bass music, which, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, is a full on thing. Then mm-hmm. they'll come out of the bass music into the slow jam. So if you already, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, dancing up on somebody on the bass music, and slow dance come around, all you do is turning around and, you know what I'm saying, getting into the, you know what I mean? So you ain't really hot to know how to really dance. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Then the reggae come on right after the slow jam to keep the mood.
Yeah, so, just stay in the pocket.
Yeah.
So, that's it.
They had good, like, the curation was a lot better. It wasn't, mm-hmm. I'm going to put this on, make everybody go up, throw their phones in the air. It was, how do I take this, progress it along, and help all the niggas get what they need to get for the night? And, you know what I'm saying? Shit. DJs used to create your life for you, curate your life. You know what I'm saying? It's probably kids around here today was born because the DJ was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah, now the DJ definitely throwing alley-oops.
But I really probably ain't danced nowhere since the 90s.
Okay.
Somebody out there like, God damn, that's sad.
sounds inhibited, oppressed on a certain level.
Suppressed ass nigga.
So, you know what I mean?
I'm saving my dance until I get old.
All right. Okay, nigga.
I come out there with that hurt hip, nigga. You see, you ain't got a whole lot of accountability in your dancing when you're old. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, you ain't got too much mobility either if you ain't exercise
I'ma keep,
that I'ma shit.
I'm going to keep my mobility. I'm going to exercise. Okay. I'm working out, getting ready for the time.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's what's
up. You know what I'm saying? I would say I'm going to learn how to do the crip walk, but I probably can't really say that because that's a good dance to break out when you just, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
62, and you break out in a good footwork and a good little gangster walk.
That might be, depending on the neighborhood, that might be the safe zone. Below 10 years old and above 65.
Exactly. Then, That's what I'm talking about.
Because you don't look active.
Right.
You don't look active. It's cute.
Definitely not aggressively, you know what I'm saying, threatening nobody. Definitely can't spell no streets out with my feet. Mm-hmm. So it's just two moves that I'm going to use. I already know them. You know what I'm saying? So when you see me, At my daughter wedding somewhere doing it on her wedding video, nigga. I'm telling you, I've been practicing.
Right.
But definitely taking the affiliations out of the movements. It's just certain two little moves that I want to string together, and then I'm going to call it something else, how Soulja Boy did when he made his dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just for the love. Yeah,
right. Yeah. It's the love dance, goddammit. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Nah, my bad. My transitions are terrible. That's like aggressive ADHD. All right,
then, nigga.
So what else?
What else we talking about?
We ain't got no TV yet right now. I'm in a stalemate. I seen that the Idol, that Lou show with The Weeknd that Sam Levinson did, is on HBO. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's, I see people, like, it could be something.
It could be something. I mean, I like Sam Levinson. I seen somebody write that The Weeknd can act. I'm not surprised. I mean, he's not known to be an actor. This is right. His first go-around. But, you know, so funny is I really had no expectation for him to be an actor, like, in this shit. I know he's in it. I know he's starring in it. I know he's the EP or whatever. But I was just like, all right, Sam Levinson did Euphoria, so I'm figuring it's going to be at least cinematically interesting. The Weeknd is good with some of that, like, some of the tones and some of the weird shit that he's known for, I would figure would inform the sensibility of it. I never really had the thought of, well, can he carry a script? I mean, I remember him briefly in Uncut Gems, but yeah, I'm going to check that out. Try to pop around. There's some other shows that I've been hearing about. Nothing I could think of off the top of the head that I might... I guess right now I got nothing in the rotation, so right. I might throw something in there. If y'all got any suggestions, if y'all watching something that you might want us to talk about on the pod and spoil the shit out of it, let us know. You know what I mean? We here to do that. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. You got anything you watching?
Nah. Okay. Nah. It was a dead week.
Yeah. Crazy. Something's coming up that I was kind of expecting. I know the Bear is coming back. I'm happy about that. That should be cool. Something else is coming back. But oh, you know what? It's bugging out. I did come across. I started watching. I only seen one episode so far. I started watching season 3 of Godfather of Harlem. And, you know, first episode wasn't bad. Old Godfather. They got a new Malcolm X, though. I think we talked about that. Mm-hmm. They got a new Malcolm X. But that's interesting. And I watched one of the episodes of Run the World. You know what I mean? So that's on TV, too. But I ain't locked into nothing. Yeah, I ain't locked into nothing, man.
We'll lock into something, right? And come back next week.
We'll get some shit. We'll figure it out. Maybe the Icon could be something. Y'all got some suggestions, let us know. Yeah, that's it. You got anything else you want to chop it up about before we, you know what I mean?
That's it.
Okay, well, shit. You know, it is what it is. I do want to say, thoughts and prayers goes out to DC Young Fly, and condolences to the loss of his fiance Jackie O, mother of his 3 children. That shit was really, it's tragic, man. I don't even, have anything outside to say outside of, just really thoughts and prayers. I'd seen, prior to her passing, I'd seen a couple of vlog videos with them as a family, and they look like a good unit. Like, if you could feel the family, the energy was very strong. Like, they really felt, you could see it. Like, they felt invested. You know, sometimes you see a lot of these couples and stuff like that, or families on, in the world of content or whatever, and I don't know, something about that just felt visceral. I saw at least a year ago, I guess,
They did like a surprise party for when he turned 30, and he had all his friends and his family there, and you just seen the love, you know, and it's just horrible because I think about, you know, they got three young children, and that shit is, devastating. But, thoughts and prayers go out to that man. And,
sad.
Damn sad. But, until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
Get in the conversation. We out.
To be in the conversation.